This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Alva, Oklahoma at Wheeler Brothers Grain Company visiting with the assistant manager, Tafton Reynolds. Tafton, has the harvest picked up a lot lately?
It really has. We've been fighting dewy mornings, so we've been getting late starts and running till about 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, but it's really starting to pick up, and I think we're about halfway done.
Well, if the weather holds, do you think, you know, another couple weeks should wind it up around here?
I think we'll get the custom cutters out of here by the end of this week. By weekend, I think we'll be down to just local guys trying to just plug along and try to get done.
How has the wheat looked so far?
So far, it's been kind of surprising. We were thinking we'd be averaging somewhere around 35 bushel. We've seen averages up to 70 bushels in some areas. It's very limited, but I think overall we're going to probably be closer to the 40 bushel mark.
And have test weights been pretty decent?
Test weights have been anywhere from 58 to 63 pounds, so they've been pretty impressive so far.
And I would wonder if all the stress you've had on the wheat around here, if the protein levels might be fairly high.
Protein has been all over the place, and it's made it really hard to figure out where we're going to put what between the different proteins. But I think the majority of it's been around the 12 to 13 range.
Have you seen any problems with stripe rust or any disease?
We have not. We did have a rust run there for a little bit. But there was a lot of people that opted out to not spray because at the time we were so dry and we hadn't had a rain in over 100 days. Some people sprayed, some people didn't.
And when did it start raining here?
It was probably about the beginning of May, and it finally rained, and it was probably 3 or 4 weeks too late, but it was enough to get the sucker heads to come back on the grain, and they're going ahead and filling, and they're counting towards the average.
Has the harvest gone fairly well once they got started?
It has. It was a rocky start getting started because we had a lot of moisture. It's been dry the past week, so we've been able to get across some ground pretty good. But that's about it.
Are moisture levels okay in the wheat you've seen so far?
In the mornings, it's pretty rough. We get 14 to a little bit above, and you got to find places to put that. But as you get into the day, the wind picks up and the sun comes out, it's drying out, and it can get as low as 9 moisture.
Sounds like you've got wheat all over the place.
It's been a really tough crop to control, and as far as trying to put it in separate bins and know where you want to go with it.
Was there any hail damage around the Alva area?
There was. South of town, I've heard up to 4%. So they went ahead and cut it, and I think with the yields, they're happy they did, but they're bummed they lost 4% still.
What about insects or any problems there?
Haven't seen any issues with insects so far.
Is much of the wheat around here double cropped?
There's quite a few acres. I wouldn't say it would probably be maybe 10% of our acres is double cropped, and it might even be closer to the 5% range.
So you think you'll be finished fairly soon and better crop than what you expected? Is that a good way to summarize that?
It really is. Better than we expected is probably the term for the past, last year and this year. And I think we'll be done by the 4th of July, I hope.
Well, that'd be good. So I've been visiting with Tafton Reynolds, the assistant manager of Wheeler Brothers Grain in Alva, Oklahoma. This is Jim Winger.